Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After a nice weekend, windy and colder today with morning drizzle, we'll be stuck in the 40s. Get ready for the possibility of a hard freeze tonight. Dan Brunoff has the details on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Monday, December 16th. And everything works well in a decisive win for the Cowboys. David Burrell is at the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Among what worked nicely was the rushing game.
They run a read option handoff. Elliott broke through and walked the dog. That is Ezekiel Elliott at his best. Touchdown.
Brad Sham at 105.3 The Fan. Ezekiel Elliott ran for over 100 yards and two touchdowns in the Cowboys' 44-21 romp over the Rams.
Get some momentum back in our favor and, just kind of end that losing streak. It's definitely going to help the morale of this team, and, I think it's a good start for us.
Dak Prescott threw for two touchdowns as the Cowboys ended a three-game losing streak. David Burrell, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And after that big win, what do the fans have to say? Here's Austin York.
Let's face it, the Dallas Cowboys needed that victory on Sunday.
It's a big victory. I mean, I'm pretty happy about it. I'm excited. Looking forward for the rest of the season. So I think we got a good shot to make the playoffs now.
So does this win help Jason Garrett keep his job?
When we came into this season, I thought we were going to win the Super Bowl. And then we lost to the Jets. And then we lost to the Bills. And I feel like there's a lack of leadership from the top. I think that starts with switching out the head coach.
So if the team does win the division and gets into the playoffs, can they make a run?
They have lost to some bad teams, but if that team shows up, they deserve a home playoff spot and they will make a run. That team can go.
I have faith in our boys.
I believe. Just like I believe in Santa, I believe.
Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A teenager is shot and killed at an apartment complex in Haltom City. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the story.
Police got a call about a shooting at the complex near Baker Boulevard and Highway 26 yesterday afternoon. They say a teenager, a boy younger than 18, had been shot in the stomach. He died at the hospital. Police from Haltom City and Richland Hills joined the investigation, but they have not made any arrests. They spent yesterday talking to other tenants at the complex, and police say they're checking if the apartments had surveillance video. They say they want to hear from anyone who might have seen what happened. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A jury is seated and testimony begins this morning in the capital murder trial of Cassius Williams, the son of former Dallas Cowboy Eric Williams.
Cassius Williams and friend Rosmond Shannon were arrested for the June 2018 murders of two teenagers. Dalton Prater and Jacob Hollett were trying to flee from a bad drug deal when both were shot. Police say the robbery and killings happened in the parking lot of a small strip mall on Gus Thomason. While both Williams and Rosmond were indicted for capital murder, Rosmond cut a deal 2 months ago. He was allowed to plead guilty to a felony murder charge in exchange for possible testimony and a 20-year prison term. If Williams is convicted of capital murder, the punishment will be automatic and far more severe. Life without parole. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A McKinney City Councilman who could face a recall is planning a town hall meeting tonight. LaShadion Shemwell called for a black state of emergency in October when police shot and killed a woman inside her own home in Fort Worth. The McKinney Police Association called for Shemwell's resignation. Shemwell's now planning a town hall meeting tonight at 7 at Old Settlers Rec Center. He represents District 1, but he says any McKinney resident is invited to attend. It's still too early to say if Saturday's fire at the Rangers' new ballpark will cause any delays in the work to finish the stadium on time.
The Rangers' timetable calls for Globe Life Field to be ready in time for the team's home opener March 31st. But the best guess about that right now is we'll see. Saturday, a crate of materials caught fire high up underneath the stadium's retractable roof. Arlington firefighters have already practiced some of their techniques, and Saturday they got a real-life test. Cell phone video from stadium workers shows ugly flames up in the stadium's superstructure while a pall of smoke climbed skyward, visible for miles. Arlington Deputy Fire Chief Jonathan Ingalls said it was a long, hard slog up there with firefighters carrying a lot of heavy gear. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today in Fort Worth, a restaurant is helping a police officer get back on his feet. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more.
Officer Brian LaForey is 31 years old. He's been with the Fort Worth Police Department for more than 6 years. And in October, he underwent surgery to remove a massive acoustic neuroma, a brain tumor, pushing his brainstem out of alignment.
My last words before going under was, "Lord God, please let me see my son again."
LaForey tells NBC5 the tumor had been growing for a decade, causing him to be in constant pain.
And this is literally like getting taser probes, getting shocks.
LaForey says he wants to return to work as soon as possible, but right now he's still recovering, and until he can go back, the community is stepping up to help. Today, Cafe Republic in Fort Worth is donating 25% of their proceeds to help LaForey, his wife, and their three young children. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some Northwest ISD teachers got quite a surprise in class on Friday. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has details from Hazlitt.
They call themselves the Grant Brigade, and on Friday morning, they went from campus to campus throughout the Northwest ISD, surprising teachers with grants that they had applied for.
We gave away a total of 45 grants at 21 different campuses, totaling more than $110,000.
District spokeswoman Emily Conklin says the grants were funded in part through donations, including from the school community itself.
Our employees directly support this foundation by giving back in our employee giving campaign.
Among the winners is Hazlitt Elementary Library Media Specialist Stephanie Joseph. She was awarded $1,730 to purchase books, including digital books.
You can tell I'm very red right now. So yeah, I'm very surprised and very excited.
In Hazlitt, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Mavericks play in Milwaukee tonight. The Stars will be home to face Edmonton.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.